2013-22 regular meeting to order. And Mr. Nankervis, will you lead us in the flag salute?
I will.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Nankervis. Roll call, Madam Clerk.
Ms. Becker?
Here.
Ms. Crane?
Here.
Mr. Dipto?
Here.
Mr. Jones?
Here.
Mr. Keel?
Here.
Mr. Nankervis?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Wanamaker?
Present.
Mayor Sanford?
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Manager Kiefer, any special order of business?
Not this evening, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Approval of minutes. Are there any corrections to the July 29th meeting minutes, regular assembly meeting minutes 2013-20? Seeing none, approved. And the August 5th special assembly meeting 2013-21 meeting minutes, any corrections? Seeing none, so ordered. Manager's request for agenda changes.
None, thank you.
Thank you, Madam Manager. Public participation on non-agenda items. Public participation will not exceed 20 minutes nor more than 5 minutes for any individuals. Is. Madam Clerk is getting the list right now. Oh, okay. Okay, Mr. Wilson, you'll talk when we get to the ordinance then. Okay, thank you. Is there anybody out from the public out there that wishes to talk to us about non-assembly agenda business for tonight? Seeing none, public participation is closed. We'll move on to the consent agenda. Does anybody in the public request consent agenda changes or something pulled from the consent agenda other than ordinances for introduction? Seeing none, assembly requests for agenda consent agenda changes. Mr. Nankervis?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd move that we take ordinance 2013-21, the bear attraction nuisance code, and I would like to move that to the public hearing for purposes of discussion.
It's being introduced for the first time. Let me make sure we're doing the right way.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. So.
Yeah. Whether it's to introduce it or not.
Yes, we can either introduce it or not, but we can't discuss it at the introduction.
Okay.
I withdraw that then.
Why don't you?
You can refer it to a committee.
Refer it to COW.
After introduction or?
Well, after. Yeah, I want it to be on the agenda
right
for next month. So,
it can be discussed when it comes up next month.
Yeah, just can't.
Mr. Mayor, would it be acceptable to put it at the committee of the whole meeting on this coming Monday for discussion?
Yeah, we can do that. Okay.
Would that be?
Mr. Nankervis?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor? Are you asking me?
Is that your wishes?
Oh, that would be fine with me, okay. As long as we just have a chance to discuss this.
Okay, so we'll move the ordinance 2013-21 to committee, the COW, on whatever date it is here next coming up.
26.
Okay, Mr. Wanamaker?
No, thank you, Mr. Mayor. But the ordinance is being introduced, correct? Before referral.
Yes.
All right, yes. Thank you.
Okay, ordinance, the rest of the consent agenda, are there any other changes? Go ahead, Madam Becker.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move the acceptance of the consent agenda with and request that ordinance 2013-21 be forwarded to the Committee of the Whole meeting on August 26th and ask for unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? So ordered. We'll move on to public hearing and we'll have the clerk read ordinance 2013-11E.
An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $245,053 as funding for the State of Alaska's designated legislative grant projects, grant funding provided by Alaska Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Admin report, Madam Manager.
Yes, the four grants are for the Juno Douglas School District curriculum materials for $150,053, Juno Douglas School District technology for $30,000, Riverbend Elementary School playground equipment for $30,000, and CCFR thermal imaging cameras for $35,000. I recommend this ordinance be adopted.
Thank you, Madam Manager. Is there anybody in the public who wishes to comment on ordinance 2013-11E? Seeing and hearing none, public comment is closed. Assembly action. Mr. Jesse Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the Assembly adopt ordinance 2013-11E and ask unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? So ordered. Thank you, Mr. Keel. We'll move forward to Madam Clerk. Please read the title for ordinance 2013-11F.
An ordinance appropriating to the manager the sum of $19,564 as partial funding for the design and installation of a new roof structure for the Treadwell Saltwater Pump House at the Treadwell Mine Historic Park. Grant funding provided by the Alaska Department of Natural Resources Office of History and Archaeology.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Admin report, Madam Manager.
The existing roof and roofing material is deteriorating and not offering protection to the structure below. The new roof will protect the structure, which is a recognized icon of the Douglas community. The work of the project would be performed through the combination effort of historical architect for the design and the building contractor to perform the construction of the roof and roofing materials. The total project costs are estimated to be $32,607. The grant would provide 60% of the needed funding. The remaining 40% of the project budget would be funded by donations and in-kind services of volunteers of the Treadwell Historic Preservation and Restoration Society. The Historic Resources Advisory Committee reviewed the project and recommended applying for the grant at its March 6, 2013 meeting. I recommend this ordinance be adopted.
Thank you, Madam Manager. Is there anybody from the public who wishes to comment on ordinance 2013-11F? Seeing none, public comment is closed. Assembly action. Ms. Karen Crane.
I move adoption of ordinance 2013-11F and ask for unanimous consent.
Thank you, Madam Madam Chairman Crane. Are there any objections to that motion? Hearing none, so ordered. Thank you, Ms. Green. We'll move on to the clerk. Please read the title for ordinance 2013-20B.
An ordinance amending the real and personal property tax code to permit deferral of taxes on certain subdivided property.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Madam Manager.
Last year, the state legislature adopted language that authorized municipalities to defer all or a portion of an increase in assessed value directly attributed to the subdivision of a single parcel of property into three or more lots and any improvements required to complete the subdivision. The deferral would terminate in three ways: when the lot's ownership is transferred, when a certificate of occupancy or a temporary certificate of occupancy has been issued, or after 5 years, the maximum allowed by law. Version B before you this evening clarifies subsection A by explaining how the deferred value is determined and apportioning amongst the newly created lots, and revises subsection E to track the language in Title 2945-300 regarding the creation of property tax liens, by referring to the assessment of each lot, which occurs on an annual basis. Version B clarifies that the lien arises annually. I recommend this ordinance be adopted.
Thank you, Madam Manager. Is there anybody in the public who wishes to comment on 2013-20B besides Mr. Wilson? Seeing none, Mr. Wilson, if you'll step up and give us your thoughts. Name, rank, and serial number?
Alan Wilson, owner of Alaska Renovators, 7290 Glacier Highway, Juneau, Alaska. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the Assembly, for taking this topic under consideration. I've been involved with this issue from a couple of guys sitting around a table trying to figure out how we get more lots onto the Juneau marketplace. Followed it through the legislature, was present when it was passed, and now here we are bringing it home. The part of the concept in all this, it started out as a tax exemption. In the wisdom of the legislature, it was changed to a deferral. I think it still gets us partially to where we were trying to go, given state law. All we can talk about tonight is a deferral. Some of the main motivating rationale behind this concept was to get lots on the market. Developers that sit on large tracts of land have historically in Juneau, by the time you get a subdivision developed and lots ready to go in the market conditions have changed. You can't sell your lots, and next thing you know, those lots get foreclosed upon and you end up losing your subdivision. There's several examples. West Juneau is a prime example of that very thing happening. So the deferral was an attempt to keep that scenario from happening and repeating itself. The other aspect of it is that when you start a project, it's a lot of capital, cash, goes into this project right at the very start. And if you can defer some of those expenses to the back of the project, it just helps the whole financial picture. The other aspect of this was that we talked a little bit about cost shifting, and there's been some discussions at the state capitol about is it going to raise the cost of land or lower the cost of land? It's the belief that it could potentially lower the cost slightly. And a good example of that would just be if you're doing your spreadsheet on your development and you figure you're going to have a 5-year sellout on your lots, you have to add the property tax values in and the carrying cost on that money to make those payments over the life of your development. If you move that financing cost of whatever the property tax is to the back of the project, it's just a slight difference. So it's, well, it's not major significance. It is a small step in the right direction. I think I'll stop right there unless there's questions.
Okay. Is there any, Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Wilson, could you share a little bit of the background, if you care to, on the rationale for the 5-year deferral, the maximum 5 years? Is there a magic rationale for that? The reason why I ask the question is sometimes we have investment cycles and down cycles that extend beyond 5 years.
There was no magic behind it. Lots of numbers came out, 5, 7, 10. And one of the probably the strongest argument was that if you made it too long, it might let lots kind of linger. You wanted a little bit of pressure to get development done and get the lots out there. Kind of the same rationale was used for the minimum 3 lots or more analogy, so that you wouldn't have somebody subdivide a lot and then just sit on it. The idea was you make it more on the commercial side of things, or you know, development side, where people are actually trying to develop land for profit. So they want to get their land out there, turn their money around.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Appreciate it. Assembly action. Ms. Becker.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move the adoption of Ordinance 2013-20B and ask for unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. We'll move on to unfinished business. And we have before us the appeal from Bicknell Incorporated. Let's see, Ms. Becker, do you want to give us a report on this thing?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Or do you want anybody on staff too first?
If they, It's fine if you'd like the attorney to do that instead. It's pretty clear what it's written for, but then I can make a motion when we do it.
Madam Manager, to you first, and then.
I will pass it over to our city attorney. Thank you.
Ms. Mead?
On August 7th, 2013, a stipulation for dismissal of the appeal was received by the clerk's office, signed by Mr. Bruce on behalf of the appellant and Ms. Siebens representing the Planning Commission. They reached a resolution. In addition to the stipulated request for the dismissal, there has been a request for a refund of the $250 appeal fee paid by Bicknell.
Thank you. I just thought you would want to answer to this because it's such a relief for you not to have to go through the process, probably, Ms. Becker.
Would you like a motion?
I would like a motion. Go ahead.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, I move that we accept the dismissal request and refund the appeal filing fee of $250.
Thank you, Ms. Becker.
And ask for unanimous consent.
Mr. Smith.
Mr. Mayor, I have a conflict with this one, so I have to recuse myself.
Thank you. Are there any objections to the motion? Hearing none, so ordered. Thank you. We'll move on, and I'm sure that you are relieved not having to hear that one, Ms. Becker. It would have been live, and it'll probably be around again. City Manager Evaluation Subcommittee Report, and I have a little two-page email. Each one of them is, should be in a pile or two. This is from the subcommittee. We met, I don't know, 2 weeks ago now, and reviewed the city manager's increase in pay and an effective date of that. And so the main throes of this email is, the subcommittee has recommended a 3% merit increase effective April 1, 2013. And this request is being forwarded to the full assembly for approval. And I will ask Ms. Crane for a motion to that effect, and then it'll be on the floor.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I move that the compensation plan for the city manager be established at $149,350, which is a 3% merit increase to be effective April the 1st. And with the employment benefits as outlined in the letter that you presented this evening.
Thank you, Madam Crane. Is there any discussion on the motion? Ms. Becker?
I just have a question. Is this, when you say April, are you talking 2013 or 2014?
2013. It's retroactive.
To the evaluation date that was.
Now, I thought that's what you meant, but I wanted it to be clear. Thank you.
Any other comments or questions? Mr. Wanamaker?
Yes, I have filed an objection, and I'd like to speak to it when you're ready.
Thank you, Mr. Wanamaker. Are there any other questions or comments? Mr. Nankervis?
I also object.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Wanamaker?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I object, and I'm not able to support this for three reasons. The first is that the evaluation process was flawed. The second, that there were issues identified in the evaluation that are not satisfactorily addressed by the suggestions for an improvement plan. And the improvement plan itself is so unclear that it is neither fair to the citizens of the community, the assembly, or to the city manager. And for those reasons, I cannot support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wanamaker. Mr. Nankervis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would discuss my objections in executive session.
We're not going into executive session on this.
Then I won't discuss them.
Okay.
I'll just say that I remain objected.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other comments on this motion? And we have an objection to it, so please read the roll.
Ms. Crane?
Yes.
Mr. Dibdol?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Keel?
Yes.
Mr. Nankervis?
No.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Wanamaker?
No.
Ms. Becker?
Yes.
Mayor Sanford?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. We'll move on to New business? Is there any new business?
No.
Thank you. Staff reports?
None, thank you.
With all the stuff that's going on, there's no staff report?
We'll get to that.
Okay, mayor's report. A couple weeks ago, I went down to CAKE and visited with CAKE for 2 days with the Alaska Energy Authority and Southeast Conference. We met with Mayor Kadate of the city of CAKE and Gary Williams, who is the executive director of the Organized Village of CAKE. And we had 2 days worth of meetings and looked at their tank farm, their fuel tank farm down there, which is getting old towards the end of its life. We looked at their IPEX generator shed down there, and those generators are all getting towards the end of their life. And then we also had a meeting about the intertie system from Petersburg to CAKE with the CAKE people, and Petersburg people came over. So it was a very productive 3 days, and during that time we also got to visit, you all saw the story in the paper this morning about the CAKE cannery that they're trying to save and get some restoration monies for. It's on the Historical Society's list of, in fact, it's the only cannery in America that's on the Historical Society's list right now, so maybe there's a chance that they'll be able to get it stabilized and some of the asbestos removed. We'll see. But those are the four projects that CAKE is interested in and is working on. And I was there not only from Southeast Conference, but also as the mayor of the city and borough, showing our support to the people of CAKE and those three very important projects that will keep them going into the future, especially the power intertie system from Petersburg will be the big one. So it was a good set of meetings, and everybody truly appreciated Juno showing a face and saying that we're willing and ready to support you for sure. So it was a good meeting. The day boat meeting for us here in Juneau for the Alaska Marine Highway System day boat system is tomorrow from 5 to 7 at Centennial Hall. I'll be going, and I think that all of you know that my concerns at the beginning was the open car deck situation, but they have changed that basic philosophy, and they're going to cover the whole back end of that boat now. And so I'm going to show support for the day boat concept and those two boats being built. So if anybody else wants to go to that meeting, you're more than welcome to be there. Lobbyists. We have been discussing the lobbyist situation, and the manager and I have put together a list of five or so. Oh, here it is. I think it's up to 9 different lobbyists who have either shown interest or have shown interest to some of you who have gotten with me. So if there's any other people that you're interested in seeing moving forward onto the lobbyist list, we will be able to, it's a professional services contract, so we will be able to ask them for a request for proposal, and they'll lay out what they'll be able to do for us, and then we can, if the assembly so wishes, we can set up a three-member panel to review them and then put it forward to the assembly, 2 or 3 names, so that the assembly as a whole then can pick from the group of people that we send out requests for proposals to. Mr. Smith?
I just want to say I'm interested in serving on that panel.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Ms. Crane, are you interested in serving on that panel?
Yes.
Mr. Wanamaker, are you interested in serving on that panel?
Yes, I am, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, so Mr. Smith, I think we only need three. So Mr. Smith, Ms. Crane, and Mr. Wanamaker will be the three people on that panel. And are there any other ideas or thoughts on the lobbyists that any of you wish to include? And if you do, and you just don't want to say them right now, you can talk to me after the meeting or Madam Manager, and she'll stick it in the report one way or the other. Mr. Crane? Mr. Keel?
Just a question. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There's a reference here to four on the short list. And I wondered which of the nine were being referred to here as a short list.
Clarification, I apologize. The list of four are the ones that we picked off of the lobbying list of 63 pages that had multiple municipal government. So that was the short list off the list of 63 pages. So it's those first four would be considered the short list, because it was much shorter than the large list.
And the rest of them are people who got in contact with either a couple of you who gave me their names or got in touch with the mayor's office or Mr. Greening's office and passed them through to us.
Thank you.
Mr. Nankervis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I had a question for staff then. Were any of the top four, did any of those contact us, or did we just pull them off the list? The top four.
The top four were
going by
right
page
on the list, okay. Top of the page. The top four were the lobbyists that had multiple municipal clients. And so in discussion with the mayor, we thought they have experience already working with municipal clients. And so we looked at those that had more than one municipal client, and that's how we came up with those four.
Okay, we came up with them. They didn't approach us.
Correct.
Okay, thanks.
And I have asked them if they're interested, and all four of them are interested.
Oh, okay.
Did we get down the list of the other five and ask them to or not, or just some of them? Do you know?
I'm assuming, since that list came from you and other assembly members saying they were interested in it, that they are continue to be interested in moving forward in the process.
Okay.
But I have not called. I have talked with one of them, but I have not talked with the other four.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor.
Go ahead, Mr. DeBell.
Yeah. Could you somebody name those four?
The top on the list for. Is Linda Anderson from Fairbanks, Wendy Chamberlain from Juneau, Mark Hickey from Juneau, Raymond Matasowski from Douglas, which is Juneau. And then the last five are Frank Bickford from Anchorage, Sam Quito from Juneau, Bruce Baker from Kotzebue, Bob Evans from Anchorage, and Sheldon Winters from Juneau.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Dibdahl. Okay, any other questions, comments? Does the assembly wish us to send out an RFP process to all nine of these? Or to the top four? Mr. Wanamaker?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I seem to remember that we followed some sort of process, and I don't remember what it was when we selected Mr. Mackey to be a co-lobbyist for a few years. We used some process to identify the skills that we were particularly interested in, and so we had something to go by rather than just selecting a name.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if, before we get too much further, if we could have the city manager pull that back out and give it to us so we can see how we approached it before. It might be both instructive and constructive. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, Mr. Wanamaker. And I think that's some of the stuff that we'll get out of a request for proposals, too, an RFP from these, however many people we send to. But the city manager, I'm sure, can do that, and we can put it out in an email to all the assembly members. Okay. Go ahead.
Just to clarify, I have outlined a rough idea of how to move forward that I would like to talk to the subcommittee about. Do you want to connect with all nine people? And then once you decide who you want as finalists, then we would ask them for a body of work that needs to be sent back to us. and I don't want to go into a lot of detail at this point, because we want to make sure that everybody gets the information at the same time. So I'd like to work with the subcommittee on what they would like to see back, and if this process is how you want to move forward.
So if we could have the subcommittee settle on a date, either tonight or tomorrow, the clerk will call and make sure that you're available for a meeting probably as soon as possible, this towards the latter part of this week to begin with. The sooner that we get a lobbyist on board, the better we will be, for sure. Ms. Crane?
I'm going to be at Alaska Municipal League Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, so perhaps if you're going to want to do something relatively soon, Mr. Keel could, I would defer to Mr. Keel, and he could take my place.
Okay. Sure. If the committee can meet on Thursday or Friday, that would probably be best for us. Mr. Wanamaker?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Friday would work fine for me, and in the morning it'd be better. At the, I think you should appoint Mr. Smith as chair pro tem at least.
Mr. Keel, can you make it on Friday morning?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
And so I will appoint Mr. Smith as the chairman of that committee, and we'll set up the meeting for Friday morning, if at all possible. And the clerks will be getting a hold of the three of you to do that, okay?
And then, Mr. Mayor, if I may.
Mr. Wanamaker?
If the staff is able to find that history of how we approach selecting a co-lobbyist before, that might be really helpful to the committee, especially if we got it in advance, if they're able to find it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wanamaker. The manager will look into that.
Yes.
I want to put a proposal for a resolution before you, the assembly, and that is about the Alaska Marine Highway System. Over the years, in fact, we did this about 15 or 20 years ago when we started to get more requested services than we had ships and boats to fulfill the needs of Southeast Alaska. And it's been getting tougher and tougher to spread our services out and still meet the minimum core services of Southeast Alaska, which the ferry system was designed to meet their need for transportations was. And there's not saying that there isn't other areas within our state that needs it also, because there are. But we need to keep a core service. So what I'm proposing to you is looking at Sitka's resolution and Petersburg's resolution, and I think Southeast Conference has a resolution on a basic core service recommendations to the Alaska Marine Highway System. And I would propose, and one of you could move that, if there's enough of us who want to see that proposal or resolution move forward to the state government, I would appreciate that. Any questions?
Do you have a copy of this that we could look at?
No, not right now.
Okay, but you would have, okay.
It will go out to you. Ms. Crane?
I just want some more information. So if you're going to provide us with a copy to take a look at and some background before it's adopted, then I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, but yes. I'm asking for a motion to do this and prepare this resolution and then vote at our next meeting on it. Ms. Becker?
Thank you, Ms. Mayor. I move that we create a resolution in support of the ferry system and a method that we would want to have see them use, and that it be presented to the assembly for a vote.
Thank you. Are there any objections?
Comment.
Mr. Keel.
I've struggled with this issue of a core schedule since the MTAB started discussing it at their creation. The challenge of the proposal is that a floor is likely to become a ceiling. If the communities of Southeast Alaska come together and say, well, this is what we need to have, that will be all we have, as opposed to working to get the best transportation system for our region that it's possible to get. And at the same time, I understand the appeal of a minimum, because the risk the risk of not getting the minimum is also real. So I look forward to seeing and working on the draft, and I hope that we can come up with something that addresses both those risks.
Yeah, that's going to be a hard balance for sure. It's just that it's important for us to, if you go below a minimum, even if that's your maximum that you're going to get, if you go below that minimum, then you're not providing the proper services for your core area that our Alaska Marine Highway system was set up to facilitate. And that's the hard part of getting that balance right and not robbing from Peter to pay Paul, for sure. I think that we need to look at it and look and see how we can facilitate it. Mr. Jones?
Is the resolution going to only deal with Southeast? I mean, I've been gone, but I've been sort of checking the news, and there's lots of issues with Kodiak, and if the state builds the two new ferries for here, that absolutely does nothing for Kodiak because those boats can't go out there. Will it at all deal with anything out of Southeast?
No, we wanted, from Southeast Conference perspective anyway, we wanted to deal with just a core service for Southeast Alaska. We realize that there are defined problems with the Testamina, and we're working on support to try to figure out a way to get the state to be able to deliver a new ship for that run, and working on probably separate resolutions to do that with. It won't be incorporated into this one, though. But there's more needs out there than just Southeast Alaska and just Kodiak. It's, you know, there's all the way out on a chain, and even up the coast, sometimes people clamor about having ferry service. So I think those types of things that we need to keep an open mind about and try to help support in any way that we can. But again, it gets to a point of where does the minimum services, the core services of this transportation survey end and begin? And that's what we're trying to get to right now, again, is the core service of the ferry service.
I just think there's a possibility that some of those issues may come up at the Valdez meeting, and the core services for Valdez and Cordova and Kodiak and the Aleutian chain,
yep,
are a lot different than Southeast. So
yep, that's,
I was
right,
just trying to get clarification.
Yeah, you're right, and we're right on. And there are things that we probably should support, too. But I don't think they have to be all balled up into one resolution to do it.
Okay. So,
okay, any other comments or questions? Thank you. I'll bring forward copies of what I have, and then you can read it and see what you think. So, lobbyist, economic development plan. I had some help from some of the chamber people with a draft proposal on an economic development plan. I've forwarded that to the city manager, and she's working on an RFP to get out there. And also, we need to look at the cost of doing this. I mean, I would imagine the city manager has estimated between $50,000 and $100,000 to do a good economic development plan. And I agreed with her, that's probably what a complete economic development plan will probably cost us. And we need to start working forward on that. So if you have any ideas or thoughts on an economic development plan, get them in to either I or the city manager. The city manager is going to put out a draft proposal to you so you can read it and look at what some of the suggestions and ideas are to come up with a good economic development plan before we put it out to bid. And then plus we have to eventually find the money real soon and identify it to be able to do it also. So keep that in the back of your mind of where we might get that money. Any other comments or questions on an economic development plan? And did you have anything else to add to that, Madam Manager?
Thank you.
Thank you. And that's all I have for my mayor's report. Committee reports, Madam Becker?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Committee of the Whole met on August 5th, and we discussed the deferral ordinance, which we voted on tonight. And we also discussed the noise ordinance, and law is working on that. And it will come back to us with some of the agreed-upon changes and additions that we talked about at the Committee of the Whole, and that will be with us on Monday, August 26th, our next COW meeting. We reviewed the comprehensive plan, and we requested that there be clarification of what has been changed from the 2008 plan, especially in the policies. And then we also asked what updates to the 2008 plan would be needed to implement Title 49 changes. And we're asking for those answers at the Committee of the Whole meeting this Monday, and then we will continue to discuss the comprehensive plan at that meeting. And of course, we just added, that's not a part of this report, but at any rate, be in the next meeting is August 28th, or 26th, I'm sorry, this Monday.
We keep adding and adding to that COW.
That's because we all get together and get to work on those things, right?
Right. Yep. Is that it?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mr. Wanamaker, Public Works and Facilities.
Thank you. The Public Works and Facilities Committee will meet on Monday the 26th at noon. I don't have the agenda yet, but we'll all get a copy when it's ready. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Keel, Human Resources.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Human Resources Committee next meets on, I believe, September the 9th.
Thank you. Ms. Crane, Finance.
Next Finance Committee meeting will be September the 11th. And then in October, we are going to begin having monthly Finance Committee meetings. And in October, at each one of our Finance Committee meetings, we will have a comprehensive review of the different departments within city government. So the ones that you are most interested in starting with, if you would let me know.
Thank you, Ms. Crane. Mr. Smith, Lands Department.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I do not have confirmation, but I believe we have a Lands Committee meeting next Monday.
Okay, thank you. And let's see here, Mr. Jones, can you give us an update on boards and committee assignments, liaisons?
We dealt with the two issues with Docks and Harbors tonight in terms of the contract. That's all I had, and I wasn't at the last JADC meeting.
Okay, thank you very much. Mr. Nankervis?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Juneau Commission on Sustainability forwarded to us, I believe everybody got a copy of this, a letter that went to Mayor Sanford, Ms. Kiefer, and all the rest of us, I believe, or was it just myself that it went to? I didn't know. All right, I will be getting this to everybody. This is a letter supporting JEDC's Renewable Energy Working Group and electric vehicles in Juneau. And with that, they have provided a draft resolution for us. And I'm not sure where I bring this up for introduction, since this has never happened to me before. Does it go to the Committee of the Whole?
Mr. Wanamaker?
Where do I bring this?
I would give it to the city manager and let her send it to somebody.
Okay. Madam Manager, you got a copy of these as well, correct?
Let the manager put it somewhere.
Your name is on the first one.
I don't think we got.
I don't think.
Okay. Well, I brought copies here that I can provide, as it's better for me to do that than try email with me.
Okay. Then we'll discuss it and see if it needs to go to a committee.
Okay. And they continue to meet and work on their energy plan. The airport board met on the 14th. Of this month. Some of you were there. I believe Mayor Sanford and Deputy Mayor Becker were there. There was an award to Nicole Nelson. And I'm going to, my notes say the Girl Scout Award, but that wasn't it. Her award was for her Fuel the Spark for Art project at the airport, and it had to do with youth art at the airport and their displays. Very well attended, of all the airport board meetings I've been to, the most well attended airport board meeting. For that was really nice. She seemed really happy to get that award, genuinely happy. Republic parking contract extension took place. That was approved for a 7-year extension. They are going to put in something called a data park system, which is an automated pay and intercom system The highlights, I guess, are going to be that there is intercom at the entrance gate at the airport in the parking lot. So if you have questions before you get into the lot, you could ask the attendant on the other side. So before you get stuck, I guess. I'm not sure. So you can do that. Anyway, they approved that. They also have, they made some changes with the land leases and the law department that the airport manager can negotiate. It used to be able to only negotiate, but not, the board must approved the land leases that occur out at the airport. They changed that, allowed the manager to negotiate and approve. And they appropriated some money for the design for the runway repairs that we've heard about. They appropriated, I believe, $1.8 million for that. And they also appropriated $750,000 for what they called AIP, which I'm going to believe is an airport improvement plan. They called it the master plan, a grant to work on their master plan. And as you read in the paper, the Dyke Trail is closing Monday through Wednesday for several weeks while they work on removing the road for what I would call the lead-in lights on the west side of the airport there. So Monday through Wednesday, the Dyke Road is going to be closed starting yesterday. And Parks and Rec hasn't met, and that's all I have for tonight. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Nankervis. Mr. Smith, liaison reports?
None, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Dibdahl, liaison reports?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Can you tell us how everything's doing over in Hoonah?
Good, except we had one ship, and I know it affects the whole region, that had not made the last two runs, the Millennium. Some problems with their propulsion system, and so it affects us and it affects everyone else where they stop.
Are they still sitting up in Seward?
I think they're in Vancouver.
Oh, okay. They made it down that far. All right. Thank you, Mr. Dibdahl.
You bet.
Ms. Crane?
Nothing this evening. Thank you.
Mr. Keel?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Affordable Housing Commission met this past week and continues its work on new ideas for the Affordable Housing Fund. it looks as though efforts to improve the financing opportunities for mobile homes are fraught. And so the commission is focusing at this point primarily on ideas it's exploring to improve the financing of accessory apartments and creating incentives for those that might better leverage those affordable housing fund dollars. And they, I will go out way out on a limb and speak for them and say they applaud the Assembly's passage tonight of the tax increase deferral ordinance.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Keel. Mr. Wanamaker?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The on the 14th, I attended a meeting with the Juneau Economic Development Council that met with a nonprofit foundation that works on providing assisted living facilities for seniors. And they have several different models of that they use in working with different communities and different segments of housing for people who need different levels of care. And they're in discussions with our task force, Affordable Housing Task Force, and the Juneau Economic Development Council people about the types of things that might be done in Juneau and what might be possible. So it's a step in the right direction, but no concrete proposal from anyone yet. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wanamaker. Ms. Becker?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The LASA committee met the 14th. We discussed the state fairs. The Fairbanks State Fair had 1,500 entries for the Alaska Airline contributed trip at the Fairbanks Fair and at the Palmer Fair for someone, the winner, to come to Juneau during the legislative session. And that ticket was drawn. We drew it at the Alaska Committee meeting, and the winner will be notified. And we have worked with Alaska Airlines. They're going to continue to offer the constituent fairs throughout the legislative session. We decided to write a letter in opposition to the relocation of the F-16s from Idelson Air Force Base. We heard a report about the visitor survey, and we asked JADC to contact either the manager or the mayor to discuss. It's a very well done and has some changes from the last one, many good changes from the things that, because we made some changes in our community, and it's been recognized. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Becker. Good job. Okay, that's all for the assembly liaisons and committee reports. I don't think we have any presiding officer reports.
We have one.
One.
The two tax appeals.
Oh, okay.
The first pre-hearing meeting is at 1 o'clock on the 22nd, be in room 224, I believe. And I think Jane Stevens will be the law person helping me out on those.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Jones. Any other comments in this section? Assembly comments and questions, Ms. Becker?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor, thank you.
Mr. Wanamaker?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to remind everyone that tomorrow morning is the beginning of the school year. There'll be a lot of children out in the morning and in the afternoon on the streets, so please drive carefully and watch out for them. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Keel?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I also was able to attend the meeting with the Residential Housing Foundation, the Southeast Senior Services, and the Assisted Living Task Force hosted at Fireweed Place. I was pleased to see you there as well. And I think it's a very promising possibility. As Mr. Wanamaker noted, there are certainly no concrete project proposals yet. But the group that came together was broad and deep, had representation from Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, who came down from Anchorage specifically for the event, as well as folks from JEDC, whose work on housing data in town was noted by the folks there and will go a long way toward helping them prepare their analysis, figure out whether this is something they can make pencil out here in Juneau. And so the groundwork they have laid already, I think, will continue to pay off for our community. Speaking of AHFC, as I did a moment ago, I also had the opportunity this last week to attend a Juneau send-off from AHFC employees and some residents here in town for Dan Fowski, who's been the executive director of that agency for many years now. He is leaving AHFC to focus full-time on natural gas issues with a focus toward delivery to Tidewater and the Rail Belt. And we're looking forward to, I guess the two things to say would be that we thank him for his work over the years on affordable housing throughout the state. And we're very much looking forward to working with Brian Butcher, his replacement, who knows Juneau well, and who I think can bring a renewed focus on statewide affordable housing issues to the agency. Finally, for my comments this evening, Mr. Mayor, I had the opportunity to attend one of the graduations that SAGA puts on, the Southeast Alaska Guidance Association, for some of their AmeriCorps students. This particular one was for the recent high school graduates who've been doing building work on trails, on the Oliver Inlet Tram, on picnic areas and other public works projects throughout Southeast Alaska this summer. It's an inspiring group. They work like crazy for functionally nothing, and we all benefit. And so it's a wonderful statement, and the work they do will really pay benefits to our community and others for a long time. Great benefit from AmeriCorps and some of the great work that SAGA does. So I wanted to take the opportunity to acknowledge that work. Those young people took a lot of skills home with them, and they'll take those into the workforce.
Thank you, Mr. Keel. And could you give us, I think next Saturday, the 24th, is the 50th Alaska Marine Highway System get-together picnic?
I believe it is. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Southeast Conference and the Alaska Marine Highway System and a number of businesses here in town are putting on a big event at the Frank Palmer Auk Bay Ferry Terminal. It begins at 11 a.m. It's a y'all come. It's a family-friendly event, and I think it runs, if I'm not mistaken, until 5 p.m. It's not a four-hour program. Folks can drop on by any time in that range, and it should be a great, great opportunity.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Keel. Ms. Crane?
Nothing. Thank you.
Mr. Dibdahl?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to thank you for your generous characterization of my public service on the radio, and which also served to notify a lot of people that I'm still alive and still around.
Thank you, Mr. Didball, and yes, you are. Thank you very much. Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As you and many of the Assembly members know, the League of Women Voters is polling the Assembly, taking at least an hour with each one of us and interviewing us as to how we feel about public participation and public process here in Juneau. The one question that came up was how do we feel that we compare as a municipality in our engagement with the public and their engagement with us? One of the most interesting questions was, in our opinion, what are the top three issues that we see over the next 5 years? And I answered that question by saying I'd like to see the other 27 answers. This is really going to be a great summary report when they put it together, and I would encourage all of you to really engage the board, and it's a great project. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Mr. Nankervis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Assemblymember Becker just spoke about the survey, the JEDC survey. Is that what we heard about a little bit at the airport? The same thing? Is that what you were talking about? Maybe you weren't there for that.
I may
have. You had already left. Because I didn't take notes on this.
I'm sorry. It was.
Yes. Okay. There was a couple of things. I was just going to hit the highlights that they mentioned. There were two. And that I'll call it an exit survey at the airport since people were leaving. But they asked the questions, and pretty much to a person, everybody said Juneau is a great place to visit. They loved it. It just helped that we had the summer that we did this summer. And they said if there were two things they had to fix, the two things that came up most were?
Airport.
At the airport, there's no food inside or outside of the secured area. Mm-hmm. And the other one was parking downtown. The only two things that came up. Patty, while I was there also, Patty DeLabriere, the airport manager, the new airport manager, got several kudos during the meeting, and I didn't write down what all those were for, but it was pretty uniform, everybody's pleasure with the job that Patty's doing so far. And as Mr. Wanamaker mentioned, the school year starts tomorrow. I hope the kids feel like it's a short year, and I hope the teachers feel like it's a productive year. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nankervis. Mr. Jones.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Jones, and I hope you had a good vacation in Scotland.
I think my body's still there.
I bet. Thank you, Mr. Jones. We'll move on to the next item is continuation of public participation on non-agenda items. Is there anybody in the public who wishes to speak to us about a non-agenda item? Seeing none, public comment is closed, and we'll need a motion to go into executive session about land purchase negotiations. Ms. Becker first.
Whatever her name is. Thank you, Ms. Mayor. I move that we recess to executive session to discuss a topic that would have an impact on CBJ finances, and that topic is land purchase negotiations.
Thank you. Does anybody from the public wish to comment on us going into executive session? Seeing none.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr.
I have to excuse
Smith.
Myself. Thank you.
And you have a conflict of interest, Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And has he talked it over with you?
That was before my time.
Right. But the law department said it was okay, so.
I'm assuming so.
I'm saying, Mr. Smith, see you later. Okay, we'll move into executive session.